Blog Talk Radio.
This morning, we're your hosts, of course, the hostess of the most.
Oh my God.
Anyway, we're your hosts this morning.
You're doing so well.
Oh, I know, I got corny, didn't I? I couldn't help it. Anyway, listen, guess what? We're in this book study. We're in a little tedious section right now. See, I know you guys call in and you say, oh, I have a happy hallelujah moment, right? And I really try to pump you up in the morning and remind you of how powerful you are. But to be in that alignment moment to moment every day of your life requires you to practice some principles. And so we're in the tedious little section of how do we practice, how do we get better, because what we want to become masters on planet Earth, masters of our divinity on planet Earth. Wow.
It's true.
How are you this morning?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you for asking. I hope everybody else is doing well, too. I don't know. You gave them some homework and they ran.
I know. I gave them homework and everybody ran.
Yeah.
But you know what? This separates the men from the boys.
People really want to do it, and people want to.
You know, it.
You can't be lazy in this game.
No, you can't.
You work on yourself.
You know, and I'll be the first one, and I love to feel good. I love to have those hallelujah moments.
Mm-hmm.
But I look at our 25 years together, and you as my mentor. A lot of that time was challenging.
Yeah.
Especially when it came to me and my emotions.
Oh, my God, yeah.
What do you remember?
Getting in the Mercedes and telling you something, it must have triggered something, and you took a glass off and threw it in your dashboard. Oh, my God, what's wrong with you?
I did have rage.
Yeah, a lot of rage.
I had a lot of
things happening at the same time. The house and the mom died, and you know, a whole bunch of things going on in life, you know?
Yeah. And here's the thing that I remember you saying to me. Now I'm saying it calm. See, this is what I try to get people to see what the scenario looked like, because it wasn't calm. But you said, you're in control of your emotions.
Yes.
And I said, this just makes me angry. He says, you're in control of your emotions. So there's like, we were both yelling at each other.
Oh, my God.
And so here's my point to you guys this morning. I know that this is tedious work, but look at it this way. I'm gentle. Dr. Reggie wasn't gentle. And you need to wake up out of your stupor right now. You know, there's so many things that you are speaking outside of yourself, but the work has to be done within you, not outside of you. So just be patient with me. Try some of these things. I've given you, or I will be giving you, different techniques, and you may actually resonate with one more so than another. But we're going to get through this, I promise you. And this is going to be rewarding for you if you practice. And so I encourage you to practice. If you, by any chance, did your six-step process yesterday, some point yesterday, I need you to press 1 on your telephone keypad so we can talk about it and see if it resonated with you and what did you discover as you went through your six-step process. This is the section that we're in right now. I am encouraging you guys to share and have discussion with me this morning. And we'll be on this topic for the rest of the week now. So you have time to either do the six-step process. We've got some other tools coming up. You may have used an instance where you could use the yin self-control method that we discussed yesterday or the yin carpuses method, which we discussed. So go ahead and press 1 on your telephone keypad today and anytime this week to share how you are utilizing these tools and what your experience was. So, Dr. Reggie, you want to take us into our morning prayer?
Heavenly Father, we awoke this morning renewed, refreshed, and regenerated. Our cells got a chance to heal and to accelerate healing in our bodies. We thank you for our limbs and breathing and the ability to move through time and space. We're grateful for every good thing that you provide. We thank you for these lessons that are emanated from the Holy Spirit. Hopefully we'll take these lessons as fuel to launch our rockets of desire, and that we'll achieve what we want to achieve. I thank you that most people who came to me and do these lessons and do the mystery school graduations all have their own business and are very successful. And I thank you for the Holy Spirit guiding everybody to learn to pay attention and to listen to their spirit, which is your spirit within, as a soul extension of yourself. We believe it is so, and so it is.
And so it is. And so it is. Okay, so there are a lot of people who think that their feelings and their emotions are God's gift to mankind. And they also think that the proper way to live is to do whatever their feelings lead them to do. And these people are irresponsible. They're irresponsible because our feelings stem from our attitudes. And if our attitudes are egotistical, then all of our emotions are going to be egotistical. And that means that it's based on fear and attack. And where are we trying to journey to? We're trying to journey to love, where all of our actions are coming from a place of love. So if we run our lives solely according to our feelings, what happens if we feel like punching somebody out?
Oh, my God.
Or stealing something or cursing at someone? So is this really a responsible way to live? Is this how God would have us to live on this earth? So
if we did that, there'd be nobody left on earth.
I'm telling you, exactly. And, you know, you can see in some of these countries where there's so much turmoil and people just trying to wipe out whole races of people, you know, extermination. No, that's not how we should live. So I don't want you to be seduced by this false philosophy of do what you feel, you know? We can trust our feelings, okay? We can trust our feelings, but only once we disidentify with the ego and get the mind under control.
Mm-hmm.
And then our feelings will be a perfect guide.
Yeah.
But it's very important for us to guide our lives by our mind and our intuition, which are the guidance of the higher self. Isn't that something?
It's true.
But we can't, the ego clouds that.
It does.
It's like, you know, it's like this dark cloud that's hanging over Atlanta right now when we're getting rain every day. And we can't see the sun, but it's there.
Sure, yeah.
Okay, but it's being hidden by those dark clouds. That's what it is. Your ego is like this dark cloud that is hiding the divinity within you. So that's why a lot of times in these spiritual books, they'll talk about illusion. Because that ego is covering up the truth of who you are. So in covering that up, it's only an illusion of what you think you are.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Because it's covering the truth of who you really are. Now, I personally, this is my personal belief, okay? I personally believe that the ego was placed there so that we could work towards discovering who we are.
Yeah.
And so there are lessons that we learn from the illusion that benefit our soul.
Absolutely.
But now I think we're at a point, I'm at a point where I'm like, okay, you know what, I'm tired of these lessons. Let me get through this so I can get to the next level. And I hope that many of you who are tuning in to Circles of Prosperity are at the same point. The struggle is not fun anymore. It's painful. And you're at a point in your life where you're saying, you know, I'm tired of feeling bad. What do I need to do to shift? And you may start on the outside. This is what happens with the ego. We had this discussion yesterday. We start looking for things in the physical world that will bring us this peace that we think that we're looking for. But it's inside. The work is inside, folks. I'm giving you the number one secret to achieving everything that you want in life.
Go inside.
And this is how Jesus said it. Jesus said, seek ye the kingdom of heaven first. And he tells you that the kingdom is within. And he said, and all these things, meaning physical form, will be added unto you.
Yes,
it will come to you.
It will.
So the work, if you're tuning in to Circles of Prosperity and saying, hey, I thought you were going to teach me how to get my stuff, I'm saying, yeah, I'm going to teach you even more than how to get your stuff. I'm going to teach you how to magnetize the things that you want to you once you discover how powerful you are.
And it comes from within, and it's very quick, too, because it manifests very rapidly when you go inside. Some people are so busy, chitty-chatty-chatty, blah-blah-blah-blah-blah, talking, they don't have a chance to stop their mind just for a minute and get still and go within.
Mm-hmm.
And when you get still and go within, no matter what the monkey mind is telling you, it's always busy, busy, busy. Did I do the laundry? Did I get to school? Blah, blah, blah. Stop for 1 second and realize who the God force within you is.
Mm-hmm.
Just for 1 minute.
Mm-hmm.
It has a profound difference.
Doesn't even have to be 1 minute. Now they're saying 17 seconds.
Yes, that's the rule. It's all attraction.
Yes, 17 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so today we're going to talk about a couple of more tools to help us gain control over that monkey mind and those crazy emotions, like rage, like I had. I had horrible rage. I'm going to curse you out in a minute. So don't even look at me funny, and you were going to get a lashing with my tongue. But that was my fear. My fear of being judged, okay, that was coming out. And it did take a lot of work for me to be in control of my emotions. The secret for me is on the breath. When I find myself in sticky situations, I take one, and it really, it blows me away that I've gotten to this point. I take in one deep breath and blow it out, and I center myself because I know who I am. And then what floods in is peace. I mean, it floods in. And clarity, when I tap into that part, the clarity that I have about what's going on in the situation, I can see everything from everybody's perspective, you know, in the net. And then I'm centered, and then I get guidance on how to move forward.
Mm-hmm.
That did not happen overnight, folks. Like I said, I've been on this spiritual journey for more than 30 years. I've been under the tutelage of Dr. Reggie for over 25 years. So I am seeing the manifestation of the teaching and of the practice really powerfully now. And this has been over 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want to discourage you to think, oh, it's going to take that long. No, that's how long it took me. That was my personal journey.
That's true. But you're given the tools now to access those realms of possibility.
Yes. And we have been told on more than one occasion that we're living in a different time.
Yes.
Where it may have taken years before or even lifetimes to get there. You can now do this very, very quickly.
And you know, it comes to my mind because as you say that,
what?
We talk about dimensions,
mm-hmm.
and in this one it's physical. So we talk about breadth and width and height and all that. And the next dimension talks about the mental stuff and the causal stuff. And this fifth dimension that we're going into now is a part of the planetary ascension. This ascension manual here prepares you for that.
Yeah.
And you need to be in control of your emotions and your thoughts to access those realms of absolute possibilities for things to manifest. Once you're on that one ray of energy, things come to you. Oh, this is so easy. What happened to me?
Right.
It's so easy to come so without even thinking about it.
Yeah.
And fear goes away completely.
That is the best benefit of all of this.
Yes.
Is getting rid of fear.
Yes, it is.
It really is. So let's talk about this technique that's called writing a letter to your subconscious mind.
Yes.
Now, you know, I used to write letters.
Mm-hmm.
You,
I remember.
I would write letters. I would write letters to God. This, and to me, that was the same as writing a letter to the subconscious mind. But I wrote these letters whenever I was, you know, worried or needed an answer. And believe it or not, I would get an answer. So here's the one. Another helpful tool for dealing with your emotions is to directly reprogram your subconscious mind by writing a firm, tough love letter. And the subconscious mind will be a great servant as long as you are in command and you treat it with love. So let it know that you are the master of the personality and that this is the way you're going to conduct operations from this point forward. So a letter is a more fluid approach than repeating specifically designed affirmations, and that's a method that I used and I found very, very beneficial.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to pick a quiet time when you can commune with yourself without anyone else around. And let the answering machine pick up your call. Let it go to voicemail. And just sit down at your computer or in your sacred space with your journal and your pen and think about just what it is that you want to program into your subconscious, because it will definitely pay attention. And you want to think about how you want to work this new approach that you wish to take in your life. So you can write a draft. You may have to write it a couple of times, or you might just be able to say it straight out. But here's an example. Let's say that you want to work on your fatal attraction to sugar and sweet food. Okay? So here's an example letter. Dear subconscious mind, please give me your attention and your loving help in resolving this problem. From this point on, we're going to avoid sweet foods. No more candy, cookies, cake, ice cream, all that stuff that fills us with negativity and sugar blues. Instead, we're going to find positive, healthy, life-enhancing ways of rewarding ourselves and reinforcing our resolve. So whenever we're feeling down and we reach out a hand to grab a sweet, we're going to stop and remember that this will only make us feel worse. And then we're going to choose something healthy to eat. or we're going to take a bubble bath, or we're going to go to a movie, or take a walk in the beautiful surroundings, or hang out with a friend, or play tennis, or jog, or work out at the gym. I'm serious about this subconscious mind, and I expect you to remind me each time that we falter and start to slip back into our old negative ways. I may complain, but I know, and you know, it's the best thing that we can do for ourselves. And I thank you very much for your help. And then you just sign it and date it. Isn't that a beautiful way?
It really is. You know what, it works?
Yes.
Because the subconscious mind takes you at your word,
mm-hmm.
and follows the command. When you become authoritative,
mm-hmm.
but not demanding, but loving.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you, I didn't want to eat meat, remember?
Yes.
Back in 2010?
Yeah, you were so disciplined.
Oh, my God, I stopped for a whole year.
Mm-hmm.
And then now what we do is, since we're losing weight and flushing out all the poison, is if I still get a cup of coffee in the morning, I have a roasted dandelion tea, which detoxifies the liver. Or if I want some fruit, we have cherries in the house and grapes in the house and oranges and pears, because that's a better substitute than sweet sugar and chocolate and stuff. So it really, it does work.
It does.
It works very well.
Here's another one. I like this one because sometimes we have some very deep issues that we're dealing with. This one says, "Dear subconscious mind, I deeply and truly need your help in turning our life around." Notice that, look, he says our life. This is not separate from you. This is part of you, okay? So from this moment on, this minute on, you're going to help me become aware of every negative thought I have and every negative twist I put on events and situations and what other people say to me.
Mm-hmm.
And together, we're going to move through each instance of negativity and find a positive way of looking at our relationships and the things that happen in our lives. We're going to look for the deeper meanings and the lessons in words and events, and we're going to act positively on our own behalf. We're not going to blame others. We're not going to sink into a pit of despond and give up on life. We're going to take charge of our life, and we're going to find a whole new way of seeing and being and doing. So please accept my deepest appreciation and love.
Wow.
Now, after you have written your letter, you need to read it out loud to yourself in a very positive and loving and confident tone of voice. Now, I'm going to tell you why reading it out loud is so important. You know, I'm going to tell you, my gift is understanding frequency from the voice. If I'm talking to you and I hear your frequency, I hear everything. I hear the mistruth. I hear the truth. I can discern it all.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm very in tune with frequency. Dr. Reggie will tell you.
True.
I'm very in tune with frequency. The frequency of your voice when you speak resonates with your soul. And your soul and your subconscious mind can tell if it's the truth or if you're faking it. You see what I'm saying? So when you write this, you need to really write it from deep inside of you that this is truly a desire for you. You can't fake it. You can't fake it. Because then it's like a little kid. When you have to look at your subconscious mind as a little kid. It's been with you all the time. So that subconscious mind knows when you don't mean anything. Like a little kid, I know when you threaten them and threaten them and threaten, but you don't ever do anything.
Right.
They know when you say, "Oh, no, you ain't gonna do nothing."
Mm-hmm.
So they just totally ignore you. That's what's happening there. So it needs to come from that space of this is truly a desire for you to make a transformation in your life. All right. So after you've written your letter, you're going to read it out loud. You're going to have a loving and a confident tone of your voice. And then you want to put the letter under your pillow or your mattress or on your altar or in your sock drawer. But put it somewhere that you'll run across it and reread it from time to time to refresh your resolve. So I have my little youngin, and she actually kind of writes her letters on her shower door, which I thought was so amazing. So she's seeing it as she's taking a shower every day and reminding herself of what she's trying to do in life. I thought that is creative. All righty. So anybody ready to talk this morning? I'm giving you a break here. You can press 1 on your telephone keypad and tell me how you're moving through some of these issues and gaining control over your emotions. Otherwise, I will just feel comfortable. If you've used any of these tools, feel comfortable to share. I'll be monitoring the board in case someone wants to talk. In other words, I'm going to move on now to dialoguing. You know, Joshua Stone, of course, was
a psychologist.
He was a psychologist. So a lot of these tools that he is giving you, these are tools of his trade, but he has applied them to spiritual principles. So let's talk about dialoguing. You've probably heard that concept before. He says that it is an extremely useful tool for resolving emotional conflicts, the inner and the outer. It's similar to the letter writing method, except that you're not giving firm and loving commands to your subconscious mind. You're actually having a two-way conversation. You're listening to what it has to say in response to your reprogramming efforts. How many of you have inner dialogues with yourself? Am I the only one?
No. I do.
Oh, you do, Dr. Reggie? Mm-hmm. I mean, that's been with me since a kid.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so but dialoguing is not only for the subconscious mind. Listen, you can dialogue with anything and anyone that you want to know more about and receive insights from and work things through with. And here's the answer. He's doing it all with God.
Yes.
So you can talk to your plant, a geranium. You can talk to your dead father. You can talk, look at a puzzling dream element or a star or a long-lost friend, your angry mate or your boss, an angel, a rock that you pick up on a walk. Dialoguing is a gentle and very efficient. And sometimes it's startling to hear a whole new point of view and see people and situations from a new perspective.
That's true. You know what? There were some rocks. Some woman at a new moon celebration in California that we went to a long time ago up near Pomona.
Mm-hmm.
And I forgot her name, but she would take all these rocks that she could find, and she had any problem or issues or anger or resentment, and talk to the rocks. The next day, she put the rock in water and it would explode. Remember her?
I remember you telling me the story of her.
Yeah, she was there. Sometimes you didn't do things that you said, oh, it's like a psychotherapy. I don't know. But we would go and there were such these incredible things that happened. And she'd bring back the stones and look how they cracked. Because all her emotions of anger and resentment went into those stones and they exploded them from the inside out.
Oh, my God.
So she had the experience to do any work.
Wow.
I crack rocks and crystals and everything that same way.
Wow. So here's what they say. You can use dialoguing to form a team. So with you serving as the superconscious and the subconscious serving you, all for one and one for all. I love that.
Yeah.
You can dialogue with your inner child, your higher self, or any self-personality. For example, you can dialogue with the part of you that wants to stop smoking or the part that wants to travel to Europe. And you can dialogue with an emotion or a thought form or an impulse or a desire. Are you guys hearing this?
Yes. Yes, that's amazing.
It is absolutely amazing. So the important thing, though, is to realize that whatever part you work on has an opposite. Okay? The part that wants to stop smoking has a part that doesn't want to give it up. And the part that wants to travel has another part that would much rather stay at home. So be sure to talk with both sides so that you can get a fully balanced perspective on any issue. All right, so dialoguing is the easiest thing in the world to do. So let's pick a time and a place when things are quiet and peaceful and you're by yourself. And so you're going to sit down at your computer, or then we're going back again, and you're going to journal. And then you need to decide who or what it is that you wish to dialogue with. Now, you know, do you think that this technique also opens the door for channeling?
It does. It does. You know?
Mm-hmm.
It's also good to write them down. Any messages you get, it's good to write them down.
Yes, it is. So you want to write the name or the description or your initials of who or what you're dialoguing with on a new line. And again, on the left, just as though you were writing a script for a play or a TV show, if it's your mate, then you write down his or her name or initials. And then if it's a purple tree, or a purple tree for the odd image in your dream, or your deepest fears, or your higher self, or the angry inner mom, you know, you put the name on one side. And then you simply start typing or writing down whatever pops into your mind. Don't edit it, okay? Don't think about it.
That's right.
Just keep writing. And when nothing more comes, just ask another question, either what's been on your mind or in response to what your dialoguing partner has just said, you might write something in. So if the person or the element is reluctant to speak, that can prove interesting. So in your next question, you're going to say why. You're going to ask, why are you hesitant to speak here? And then you just keep asking why from answer to answer until you feel you've gotten down to the nitty-gritty issue that you actually needed to know more about. So some dialogues are very short and pithy. Some are lengthy exchanges. Others may be essays or long solos. But
wow.
Each person or element that you dialogue with has a style and a personality all of its own.
Mm-hmm.
And get the feel of your speaking partner. Some may be very funny, but don't miss the sharp observation underneath. Others may be extremely serious, but don't get carried away by the information. Just listen and keep writing. And when nothing more comes or you get tired, then the dialogue is over. So the best thing to do at this point is not to reread it right then, because you become part of the larger mind whenever you dialogue, and very often you're going to respond to an instant reread with, oh, I knew that. Oh, that's nothing new. And of course you knew that, but you probably didn't know it consciously.
And that's so important, because one client came to me and was talking to her dead father.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember being in your office one time. I said, is his name Joseph? And he said, oh, my God, yes, how do you know? It came to me
mm-hmm.
from dialoguing with him.
Mm-hmm.
And he crossed over and died.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, there's money in your backyard. She said, what are you talking about? I said, there's a brick wall in the backyard that's been put up near a fence. I know. I said, go dig it up. Dig it up. There's money behind the wall. She said, oh, no, I can't do that. I said, please, you'll be happy that you did. They got some friends from Mexico and some other places came. They dug the wall down. This man used to sit out in the yard in a rocking chair, putting his money in mason jars, hiding all his money in mason jars, and stuck them all behind that wall.
Oh, my goodness.
And had the brick wall sealed up. That was Marcia.
Oh, my God.
And she said, oh, my God, Dr. Reggie, I can't believe it. There was like $40,000, $50,000 in jars. I said, she said, how did you know? I said, because he told me.
From dialoguing
with him. Because he died digging a chance to tell them.
Uh-huh.
He did it for the grandma. You know, so it was amazing. So it's very important to do that.
Yeah. So what Joshua Stone recommends is that you wait a day or two to go back and reread, you know, your dialogue.
Yes.
And you'll probably be very surprised at the insights that you pick up and the new ways of handling relationships and situations. There'll be new avenues to explore. But this time, you're likely to say, when you go back and reread it, you'll probably say, where did all of this come from? And I want to tell you, it came from you. All the parts of you, all the levels of you, and your interaction with the superconscious. This is the beginning. This is only the beginning. When you do this exercise, I love this. Because now I tell you, with me, I have the dialogue, and I don't need to write it down. I have the dialogue. I'm hearing it. I have the conversation with it, you know, all unconscious in my mind. And I'm guided. And I'll tell you what really blew me away is I'm developing an application right now. And so it's very challenging because I'm having to learn. It's like you work in different software. It's like learning a new language. So it's like I'm learning this software, learning this new language, and there are rules that you have to follow in order to make things work the right way. And so sometimes I have an idea, and I say, okay, let me do it this way. And the software is like, I don't think so, because I'm getting error messages all over the place. And I'll sit there and I go, now what am I doing wrong? And I always connect with the software. I connect with the program. And it tells me, and I know I sound crazy, but it tells me this is what's wrong. This is where I need you to go. And if I'm not listening to the software itself, if I don't get in tune, what will happen is I'll be taken, like this happened this morning. I was taken to a page in the help section, and I didn't search for it, and it came up, and there was the solution right there for me. So, you can use this technique to solve your problem. And that's just one example. And every time I run into a problem, the answer comes. I get an answer. Somehow the perfect answer comes. And it just amazes me.
Mm-hmm.
But that comes from that internal dialogue.
Yeah.
I'm questioning, and I always expect an answer.
That's the other key.
I expect an answer. So try this technique. I really encourage you. I'm going to jump into the negative law, emotions law, which is, I don't think I want to jump into that today because it's too long. So, we have about a little less than 6 minutes this morning. Someone bless me. Press one on the telephone keypad just to even say hello or to talk about anything. Okay? Otherwise, we're going to close this lesson out. Good morning, Miss Jeannie.
Hi, Cynthia. Hi, Dr. Reggie.
Jeannie.
Hi. Enjoying this program again. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yes.
What's going on?
Oh, all is well. All is well.
Good.
Just kind of just listening to you guys. That's what I'm doing.
Right.
And, yes.
So, Jeannie, I know how well-developed you are. Do you have these internal dialogues? I know you do.
I really do. It's amazing because as you was talking, I was just remembering how some internal dialogues were just really just coming up and helping me, which I call my I actually call it my higher self, and and it was just helping me really solve some issues, you know, that I was dealing with. So
you're
so right. And I was like, wow, Cynthia's so right on this.
Yeah, and when you practice this, it's always available to you. You know,
yes.
A lot of times we're doing some of this subconsciously and not being aware of it, but it's a very powerful tool, you know?
Yes, it is. Yes.
It really is. Thank you so much. I'm good to hear your voice. I'll call you later today, okay?
Okay. Thank you, Cynthia and Dr. Reggie. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Good morning, Anthony. How are you?
Hi, Cynthia and Dr. Reggie and the Anthony Circles of Prosperity family.
We truly are family.
Yeah. This is something I agree with the earlier caller. The voice sounds familiar, but I can't think of who it was, but the voice sounds familiar. Anyway, that internal voice is something I've been doing for a long time, and I used to just hear my mom, and when I was little, having conversations to herself, and I just, then I realized what she was doing, and then I started doing it, but then I realized what she was doing is talking to her inner self, and I do it all the time. Of course, I don't talk a lot, but sometimes I do, but I'm basically having a conversation with myself, but lately I've been doing it to help develop my inner self and sharpen my inner spirit and soul, and things have been happening. You know, I've been in search of a dynamic female counterpart. You know, someone who I could just throw things off. Actually, that feminine energy, because I realized that everything in the universe has a masculine and feminine energy. So I've just been looking for that counterpart, something, and it's interesting having a conversation with myself. Now I'm, it's like I'm attracting exactly what it is that I want, and I'll tell you, it is, wow. for the men out there, I'll tell you, right now it's better than sex. It's very powerful. It is very powerful. I'm Dr. Reggie know what I'm talking about. It's amazing. I never knew that it could be like this, but I'm just so thankful that it is the way it is. I'm just so thankful.
Wow.
I'm so thankful. And so on. So thank you for this time, and thank you for having these calls. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Ash. Great. Awesome. So listen, we're going to go ahead and take us out this for today and close out the show, and we'll be here tomorrow. Dr. Reggie, take us into our close.
Thank you.